Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. My name is Ryan. This is Dr. Author Tony Lodge.
Hello.
We are calling Colorado and we're calling Jessica.
The shoe brand. You know how they make wallets, etc. That brand Colorado.
Hello.
Hello.
Ask Jess about Jessica. That. Jess, do you live in a wallet?
Fuck yeah, hi!
No, well, Jess, so we see here that you live in Colorado and it's like a quite a famous brand. Is that brand from Colorado?
Yeah, totally, yes.
I don't know.
Oh, my God, that's cool.
Who would have guessed it?
That's cool.
Are you surprised
isn't
by that?
Oh, just a fun little fact, isn't it?
Hey, I'll go a better fun fact.
What is it?
Jess, who do you work with most days?
If you're okay with me plugging that a bit.
Please.
So I'm a kennel supervisor for All Breed Rescue and Training, and we're a nonprofit organization. So if anyone wants to donate, puppies in need who need homes and like medical expenses paid for, it's haveanicedog.org.
That is cute as.
Oh, great. Oh, well, that's awesome that you do that for your job. That's
sick.
Yeah,
that's cool. Jess, that sounds incredible. Will you also, as well as taking care of all those rescue dogs, approve today's podcast?
Fuck yeah, I will.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Hello, this is Jessica from Colorado, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today, more scandalous barber chat. Is it officially a saga? When does something become a saga?
Oh, but I love the way barber saga sounds.
Yeah, but
it's a barber saga.
But when they make
that sounds like a lovely Greek dish. Yeah, can we get some taramasalata dip, some halloumi, and some barber saga, please?
Yeah, that sounds hungry. Good. It sounds smoky.
It does sound smoky, I will give you that. Is that because you went to Barbecue's Galore the other day and we've heard about it a couple, like in passing, you've been like, yeah, the Barbecue's Galore the other day, so it sounds a bit like
Am I not allowed to mention barbecues around you?
No, but I'm just like.
I didn't realize you were keeping a tab of my Barbecue's Galore mentions.
You don't need to get defensive.
I will get defensive. Because you know how people say like the
Twilight. Barbecue's Galore is actually sick.
It's
like
fucking
when
sick.
You go in there, they've got all those like dishes and all those utensils and stuff. Like it's not just barbecues, you guys. Like they actually,
yeah, it's also
a
galore.
Yeah, it's a real galore. What does galore mean?
It's like a galah, but for barbecues.
Barbecues.
You know how it's the Twilight saga?
Yes.
Is it because three movies is a saga?
No, it's four.
Is a
well,
saga.
It's four books, but it's five movies.
No, but what makes something a saga?
I think more than three. Because if there's like a trilogy, which is three.
So we're only up to a barber's trilogy today. Is
that's
what I'm getting
hilarious.
At. But is it
that's
a barber
really...
saga? That's what, see what I'm trying to get.
But the barber saga makes it sound
all right,
really
we'll
good.
We'll do a follow-up next week to make it a saga.
Barber saga.
But yeah. Coming up today, a barber trilogy. You'll actually shit when I tell you what happened when I went to the barber the other day.
You shat when you went to the barber, didn't you?
No, it was in a hairdresser's house.
Yeah, you shat there and then you wiped your bum on their towel.
Didn't have
just
paper.
In case anybody
keep your toilet
didn't remember.
Stocked with paper
wouldn't
be a problem. I'm blaming her.
It was during COVID. There was a big shortage.
Thank you.
Like,
yep.
So
big shortage.
And she then remembered as well. And she went, oh, there's no toilet paper in there. And you went, what? Oh, I didn't know.
We know the story, mate. We know it.
If this is your first episode, Ryan wiped his bum on a beautiful young woman's towel in her ensuite in her house during COVID. Because he was allowed to go drink over because he was on the TV, which is just even funnier. Just adds a whole layer of like why it's funny as well.
There's actually the whole story is on YouTube.
Yeah.
I won't repost it because I don't want the notifications.
I'll share it. There's a whole YouTube video. We'll share that in today's episode thread. I'll pop it on Instagram because it's well worth the watch. Anyway. Let's do normal.
Glad everyone's had a good time. Let's do normal or nah. Emily Frith has a normal or nah.
Frithy.
Waiting for the person at the supermarket checkout to say your total before you swipe your card. We can both see the total on the screen. I could just tap my card, but I always wait for the bored 16-year-old to finish his little speech before I do it. Is this normal or nah?
That's normal. You got to respect the speech. Yeah.
Could you imagine how deflating it would be? Give me the big speech of price and how...
Okay, there's all your bags and the
because you can't keep going.
Yeah, it's like when they're doing the safety demonstration on a flight.
Oh, I feel so bad. No one's listening.
Everyone's already got their headphones on. And you know what I do? I take my headphones off and I go.
You're a good audience. Yeah.
Oh, where?
It's as like you know the routine in advance. You go, like, yeah. You know the doors bit's coming and you go, yeah. Where are the doors? And they go, oh, thank you.
Yeah. But you got to be interested in what they're saying. And I think, like, for those bored 16-year-olds that are working as, like, checkout people. Yeah,
that's the time to shine.
The only thing they get to say. Do you know what I don't like sometimes makes me laugh a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Is when they're like, they assume that I'm paying with card, even though I am. Like, and they go, yep, just tap your card. I go, what if I had cash?
And they go, do you? And you go, no.
It's the same as when you go to this happens at the servo all the time.
Don't assume you know me.
When you go to the servo and then you tap your card and they go, cool, thanks. And I go, can I please get the receipt? And they go, every time. They never offer you a receipt.
Yeah, but
at the
when
servo.
You do and you go, no, you fuckhead.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But like, I just hate that they assume I don't need it. So whenever they don't ask, I go, oh, I'm so sorry. Would I be able to get the receipt? And they go,
do they make that noise?
They do the eyes. They every time they go. And then they just press one button. It's like,
yeah, it's not that fucking hard.
But the fact that they don't offer, I'm like, you don't know my tax.
See, I hate when they offer. I'm like, who's saying yes to that? No one needs a receipt.
I need the receipt because, like, I need to get the receipts for tax.
What are you writing off?
No, like, because I get fuel for my car, which I use for work.
How often are you driving mid-episode? Don't out yourself as committing tax fraud on the show.
No, there's no tax fraud going on. It's all above board.
Sounds
it's all above board. All above board.
Sounds like it.
Nah, it's all above board. Oh, that's him now.
Hello, ATO. Megan Lee has an online.
Megan Lee.
Megan says, I bar.
I'm
I bar. I bar. Like a sheep. Megan says, I buy stuff online on my phone all the time, but if it's a big purchase, I need to do it on my laptop. Megan says, making a big purchase on my phone is just too wild and crazy.
Agree. There's not enough care on the phone.
You're only one click away from just buying something.
Yeah, you're always just too close and that's a bit scary.
Yeah. What's your threshold?
I would never, ever book a flight on my phone. Or a hotel or something.
No.
Never.
Even with
never,
the great apps now? You choose your seat and stuff?
Nah. I'd choose my seat afterwards, like in the Qantas app and whatever, but I would never, ever book a flight on my phone. And you know what I would actually do because I'm really lazy? Mm-hmm. I would look at the flights on my phone. I'd pick the ones that I want and then I'd go, great. And then I'd walk my little butt all the way into my little office and then I would do it on my computer. Do you do stuff on your phone a lot?
Nah, so at a certain time of the evening, I'll get the laptop out and sit on the couch because then it's serious.
Yeah, then you're sitting down.
Yeah.
And also because when you do it on your laptop, you've got all your, like, discount finders. Like, you know how when you like, all your add-ons for, like, Honey or Shopback or whatever, and you can, like, key them all in and save all your money?
If I've got a bunch of emails to do, I could probably do them all on my phone, but I'll get the laptop out because for some reason it's signaling to Bridget that I'm working.
Yes.
And I'm not scrolling.
I actually agree with that.
Because when someone's on the phone, it's like, well, what are you looking at?
Yeah, you're obviously on Instagram.
Yeah, just scrolling through TikTok. And I go, no, I'm doing business.
I'm actually doing my emails at the moment.
Yeah.
I just like the big screen too.
It's nice.
I think it is like a nice,
it is real nice
way to work.
Yeah.
But yeah, a big purchase, nah, wouldn't be. Yeah. Yeah. I'd say that there's probably a price cutoff.
Tanya has a normal or nah.
Hey, Tanya.
Tanya was at Costco. She's waiting in line with a bunch of stuff in her trolley.
Oh, Costco's awesome. I went for the first time this year. So good.
This guy with an overflowingly full trolley just walks straight in front of her. What would you do, Tony Lodge?
I would march up to that guy and I'd be like, excusez moi, pour favor. I was actually here before you. Pour before you. Nah, I wouldn't say anything, but I'd get angry and then I'd text you about it.
Yeah. Yeah, so you just go.
The amount of stuff is actually irrelevant.
Mm.
It makes it more frustrating that he had a heap of things. Mm. But regardless of how many things it was, you're still like, well, no, there's a. If there weren't laws and social rules, people would just be getting up to who goes God knows what.
Never catch a budget flight in Asia, mate. you would just fucking murder someone.
Yeah, it's just, everyone it's lawless.
For themselves out
it's
there.
It's lawless.
It's Luxembourg. They govern themselves.
That's very funny. No, like the way you used it, it's really funny.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like a good fact. It's like a funny fact. Anyway, fucked. What did she do?
Tanya mentions politely to the guy. She goes, oh, sorry, I'm actually here.
Good for you, Tanya.
He points to the lady standing in front of me, says Tanya, and says, I'm with her.
Nah.
The lady was empty-handed. Tanya says, I thought she was with the people in front of her, but no, she was just standing there holding the spot in the line.
Nah.
Normal or nah, bagsing a spot in the line at Costco.
Nah. What's the statute of limitations on bagsing a spot? So, like, if you've got a teenager with you, say it's like you and your husband and you've got a kid that's 15 or something, and you go stand in the line, we'll be back in an hour, but every time you get closer, just let the next person through, and then by the time we get there, you'll be right at the front. You can't be doing that.
No. And we know your stance on just going to grab one more thing when you're already in the line.
It's very stressful.
Yeah. We don't like that. I think if you're not done filling your trolley, you and your fucking plus ones can fuck right off.
Yeah, I don't think that's allowed. Like, legally, I would be getting a lawyer for that. That sounds really
Tanya
serious.
Tanya has lawyered up.
I would.
Yeah.
I definitely would.
Finally, I don't know if I can read this and not.
Come.
I was going to say vomit, but.
Oh.
If you're into
come
that.
Out of your mouth. Sorry.
Imagine if that's how it worked.
Ooh. Well, I mean, the other one's just vomiting out of your thing.
Yeah, but imagine if you vomited cum out of your mouth.
Oh, that would be so terrible.
That's awful. I'm sorry I even had to.
Also, the texture that. Of yeah. it. Like, slimy. Okay. Well, whatever you're about to say is no way as bad as what we just said. Oh,
I reckon we'll be surprised here. Let me know in the episode thread if you think this is worse.
Tapas just, that's lawless. Yeah, if there's anything that's lawless, it's our Facebook group.
If you're a tapa, I love you and you've made my life so much better. But fucking hell, I hate every single one of you for the stories you bring.
No, I love it because I finally found 120,000 people that are as disgusting as me.
Dustin McMillan.
Hi, Dustin.
Dustin says, after I'm done drinking tea, I take the tea bag out of the cup and put it into my mouth to suck the final bit of tea out of the bag before throwing it away. Normal or nah? There's something about the word sucking the bag that just really... Is that where tea bagging comes from? You know that term?
That's funny. That is really actually depraved and fucked.
Is it worse than what we were talking about before?
Yeah.
See, 100%. You thought it couldn't be done.
That would be so bitter and disgusting.
Yeah.
Do you know what you do that really pisses me off though, Ryan?
We're getting into Dusty here.
You
we're on the
take
same thing.
Your tea bags out and you put them in the fucking sink and then you don't put them in the bin after and they like dry to the sink and it's so fucking disgusting.
I do that.
You do yeah. that. Yes.
I'm not proud of that, but I do that.
You do
that. I don't
do
want
that.
To do that, but I do that.
Do you know what we've just started doing? Okay, Tony Lodge's hackathon. What we've started doing is we're on a tea bandwagon at the moment. We're drinking heaps of tea.
Right.
And I've just popped a little Tupperware container next to the kettle so that when you finish, like squeeze your tea bag out and pop it in there because the thing is that you don't want to take it to the bin because it drips all over the floor.
You can see the footsteps.
Yeah, you can see the little drips.
From
as
the
you,
kettle. From, and then when you know where my kettle is and you know where my bin is?
Yeah. I mean, it's 40 kilometres because you got to go through the butler's quarters, isn't it?
Yeah, if the but butler's there, he gets angry.
He does get angry if you don't knock. You got to do a special... That's how you get the butler's attention at Ryan's house. But when you try, you've got the spoon, you've got the tea bag, and you're trying to like fumble the bin open, and there's fucking shit going everywhere. So we've actually just put a little tiny Tupperware container. So after you finish steeping your tea, pop that in there, and then at the end of the like day or when there's a couple in there, you just tip that into the thing.
Hackathon. That is a great hack. That is a great hack. We are all better for knowing that.
Yeah, you are.
That is actually really good intel.
Mm, and don't suck your bags.
And I've always said that.
Hey, this is Jess from Colorado, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan. Yeah.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. You can check it out at any time. We do some live streams over there. We did one on Monday. It was yuck.
We made thick hot chocolates and didn't we fucking pay for that all day Monday afternoon.
Rachel Ashcraft, not Arscraft.
There was some Ashcraft going on Monday afternoon, Ashcraft. I'll tell you what.
Candy, oh, a bit of candy happened as well. A lot of sugar. Shelby Meadows around the mountain when she meadows.
She'll be shitting all afternoon after a thick hot chocolate, yep. That's for sure.
Stephanie Lee
over the bowl as I...
and Goose.
Thanks, Goose.
Nothing to say. Goose. Yeah. Thanks, Big G. Appreciate that.
I would rather go to a nightclub with bare feet than go to the barber in Birkenstocks.
I feel like I need to make an official statement regarding this.
Yeah, I said that last week and I fucking stand by it. Tony, you were like, you said it's fine to go to the hairdresser in sandals. No, and the tarpers have come with fucking receipts.
Yeah, because so my boyfriend and Ryan are on the same side of this argument. Yep. Both believe that you can't wear Birkenstocks to the barber. I said, I think it's fine. I wear like open-toe shoes to the hairdresser, like whatever. You did make a good point, Ryan, though, that... because I'm short, the cape like fully engulfs my body.
Yep.
And so maybe you've got a rogue toe hanging out or something.
Look at rogue, just like shin down.
Yeah. No, see, I'm like fully covered by the cape.
Nikki Kekalotti.
Hi, Nikki Kekalotti.
I'm a hairdresser and there's a thing.
Kekalittle or Kekalotti?
She cares a lot about this topic.
Yeah, good. She cares a lot about Aunt Toddy.
I'm a hairdresser and there's a thing called hair splinters.
Yeah.
You can get them in your skin and they hurt, and worse, they can get into your bloodstream and poison you.
Oh, they've got a vendetta.
Yeah, they're out to fucking get you.
They've got a little knife, a little syringe full of poison. They poison you.
Charlie said, I 100% agree with Tony's boyfriend and Ryan. If you have exposed feet at the barbers, the little hairs get under the feet and it feels like you're walking on razors. P.S. See you boys at the nightclub. and Ali Vera. No.
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 Ali Vera.
There's no
Aloe
way.
Ali Vera.
There's no way. I've said that right. Let me text you all this name.
If it's Olivia, I'm going to throw up. It's Olivia. That is not Ali Vera. Where the fuck did you get Ali Vera?
Olivia's got an O in it.
Olivia. Where did you get Oliviera from? Where's that?
Well, Olive, V, and there's an A on the end.
Olivia.
But you're saying Olivia.
No.
This is Olivia.
It's just a different way of spelling Olivia. The same like Tony and Tone Y. Or like when you meet a Jonathan or a like Jonathan. You know how it's like same.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
But it's the same name. Anyway, this is Olivia, not Ali Vera. Oh, my God. Sorry, Olivia, about that. There's a beautiful way to spell the name.
Olivia, as a hairdresser, hair splinters in your feet are a real OH&S issue. Are an extremely painful.
Oh, she would say AH&S.
Yeah. It's a real AH&S issue. Men's hair is spiky and more likely to give you hair splinter on your feet.
Consider me turned completely around because I.
We're not having threesome chat anymore, mate. That was 5 minutes ago.
And no one heard that. So.
Oh, was that in between episodes?
Yes. All good.
Oh, man. All right. Go and check out Patreon. No, because some
that video, no way that's going up.
The conversations are.
No,
what were we
way.
Talking about that sent us on that?
I don't know. It's not important.
Oh, the teabagging.
Teabagging.
Yeah, sorry.
Yep, okay.
She got wild. Was that
anyway,
off air?
No. But that is not going.
Save the gold for the episodes,
that
guys.
Is not going in the podcast, obviously.
You got teabags in the mind. You're talking about aloe vera's hair. Guys, I've got a barber story to make it a barber trilogy.
Hang on. I completely agree. I hear your hair splinters and I... redact my statement about not understanding why you wouldn't wear Birkenstocks at the barber. Continue on your trilogy journey. Thank you so much.
Would you say Ryan's always right?
Absolutely not.
Cool.
Yeah. No.
Sort of ask.
No
sort of
way.
Ask. But in this circumstance?
No. Still no.
Still no.
Still no.
All right, you're going to fucking hate this, Tony Lodge.
Great.
You may vomit. Take a sip of your juice and then put it away.
No. Okay, I'll just have a little sip.
Yeah, I'll have a sip of my coffee because it's about to get wild.
We can't sip at the same time.
You know how last week I said I get – you know how I'm like a bit impatient when I'm in a line or I'm stuck somewhere?
You don't like feeling trapped. You get a bit claustrophobic.
Yeah. So waiting in a line for something gives me the heebie-jeebies. I'd rather come back later or just sitting there when I'm in line. Just, I don't know. It gives me the irrits.
And this came up last week when we were talking about whether you can walk in or book at the barber, right?
Yeah. So if the barber opens at 9 and there's no bookings, it's walk-ins only, mm-hmm. I'll get there at 8:58 and just try to get in first, get my haircut done and be on my way.
The crazy thing is that anybody that knows you knows that that's not your style for anything else. No. Like that's how much you don't like waiting
in
there.
Or if they close at 5, sometimes you roll in at 3:30, 4 o'clock and they're kind of like the busy, like they're kind of winding down for the day.
Do they get angry though that you're at the end of the day?
Nah, because I think they get paid per cut, so they're just like, they're all good.
Yeah, okay.
So I get to the barber the other morning at 8:58,
mm-hmm.
2 minutes before they open, but they're in there, you know, they're brushing the things and, you know, getting the scissors ready and like just sprucing the place up.
The scissors ready.
No, because they're like sweet, you know, they're like barbers can get messy. I like them when they're like on top of it and keeping it clean. And
they do that the night before, don't they?
Yeah, but they just get prepping for the day.
Okay.
Because sometimes with especially with like the razors, they'll have those in the little.
Barberside.
The what?
Barberside.
What's Barberside?
That's what it's called. The blue liquid. Yeah it's called Barberside.
So they're Barberside and they're razors and I'm getting all ready. So there's two guys in there.
Yeah, great. Two guys that are working there.
Mm-hmm. I'm the first one that walks in.
Oh, it's no other line.
No line.
Fuck.
Time doesn't to that perfection. Feel good? Yeah. And I was like, oh, no line for me today.
Did you get a fucking like rock star car park as well?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, literally nice. At the front door.
Nice.
So I walk in and I go, you guys open? They go, yeah. And I go, oh, where do I sit? And they both look at me and go, you choose.
So you got back in your car and you fucked right off.
I got in my car and drove off the nearest cliff.
So they're not only making you decide a chair.
They're basically saying, who do you think is a better barber?
Who do you want to go to? Do you know, so my mum used to be a hairdresser, right?
And did she?
Yeah. She's dead now, but she used to be a hairdresser. And do you know what she used to say?
Oh, sorry. She didn't die from a hair splinter, did she? Do you know that?
That is so funny.
Because I've heard.
I mean, she was bald at the end, so it would have been a bit hard for her to.
Maybe that's why. Her hair went from her head into her toe.
Went inside. No.
Because I've heard from Nikki cares a lotty about your mothery.
And she cares a lotty about me.
That they can get into your bloodstream and poison you.
Yeah. No, so my mum used to be a hairdresser, and this was her, like, way to pick a hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
Pick the one with the worst hair. Because they're doing everyone else's hair and someone else has done their hair.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that good?
That is good.
So I know you can't go back in time now, but she was like, if you ever walk into a hair salon and you've got to like just like pick someone with the worst hair because someone else has done their hair.
Yeah, and so someone with good hair, that's been done by that one.
Yes.
That's great intel.
Yeah.
All right, and if you're a hairdresser and someone walks into the salon and goes, I choose you, what they're saying is I think your hair looks fucking awful.
But you're probably great at your job.
Maybe.
Hopefully. What if there's two people with shit hair in there and you go, fuck, what if I get the other one?
Yeah. The answer is leave.
But, yeah, that's what mum always used to say, like if you had to make a call.
Sorry,
I'm giving you this advice too late.
That is good advice. If I had of,
you're like, fuck, should have gone the other side. Your hair looks good though, so I wouldn't worry.
You've done a good job.
Yeah.
But so I was like, I feel awful. Because in my mind, I'm pretty sure, don't they get paid like a real low maybe hourly rate and then they get, you know, a percentage of the cuts they do during the day?
I don't think that's how it works because some cuts just take longer.
But then they charge more for that? Like if I get a beard done, it'll be extra for the beard.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, maybe it is.
Well, I don't know, but I'm sort of going, I don't want to fucking play good. Just tell me where to sit. And I'm not here to make fucking judgments. I just want to get my hair cut.
Yeah, and instantly and I have to look you in the eye
and go, imagine if I went straight away, well, obviously that guy.
Yeah.
And the other guy goes, what the fuck?
Yeah, it instantly puts you offside with them and you're in like a shit social position. Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'd gotten up early to hit like, and I'm like, oh, I'm just not, this is like, actually, this is, the first thing I thought was Tony will hate this.
But then
I was like, I also hate this bit.
I was literally
put my hand up and go, I also do not enjoy this moment. And then I came up with a pretty creative, fun idea to sidestep this. And I went, oh, you can't make me choose, guys. You guys, paper, rock, scissors.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Insert good idea, Ryan, energy here. The room is quiet.
Oh, that's so weird.
That's what Bridget said when I told her later.
That is so fucking weird.
Is it? Because I thought,
oh, fight over me, you guys. Who wants to cut the big dog's hair?
That's not what this was.
That's what it. That's no, the vibe. This was that what, was a great collar pop, by the
that
way.
That was one of the great. Shout out to Mark War. Now, I thought this was a fun, easy way for me not to choose. I'm outsourcing it back to you. It's, you know how paper rock scissors. It's a bit fun and cheerful, and it's like a bit of a fun thing to do.
Sounds like a weird power move, I
Does
think.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they didn't. Yeah, okay.
What, how did they respond?
It only got what?
Oh, no. How did they? So you've said this. You've done your color pop.
Now, I don't know if it's a cultural thing, but.
Barber culture.
One of the barbers was not from Australia.
Oh, so maybe he didn't know what the game was.
And so he goes, no. Oh, a game. How do you play?
Oh. My soul has left my body, just to let everyone know.
When I said this to Bridget, she goes, I would have gone into witness protection. And I said to Bridget, witness protection is for people who to be protected against crimes. It's not just like a public service that anyone can
okay,
go
well
to.
Okay, well then put them in there because they have a crime of social fucking.
Is that on him?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I went, oh, and I was like, well, I'm not going to sit here and fucking explain a game.
Oh, and then did you have to go, oh, don't worry. Yep, you look great. Like, did you then just
so
sidestep
I went,
that?
And then one of the guys goes, you can have it. The guy who you had to play the game, he just went, nah,
well,
I'm not touching
went,
that guy.
Yeah, well, they were like, God, I don't want to sit there and talk
so the
to guy
this guy
for
this,
40 minutes.
What I will admit is an excellent haircut.
It is a really good haircut.
He is the one that does not know what paper, rock, scissors is.
And that's okay.
And it turns out there is no relationship between knowing what paper, rock, scissors is and being a good barberer.
That is the worst thing
I thought
I've
that was really
heard.
Clever for the paper, rock, scissors thing.
I just think it's too much. Like, it's too much. It's just full stop too much.
Well, they could have just said, sit here.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that they did the right thing initially because, yeah, they should
Are
have just
been
like.
Are you saying I made a bad situation worse?
I'd think so because you've then, like, they've put you in a shit position but then you did it back to them, which feels like a weird power move.
Yeah. Well, but, that's why I was like, oh, I'll send that right back.
Yeah, and I get what you were trying to do, but then someone not knowing paper, scissors, rock is fucking. Like,
oh,
you couldn't
you
have seen that
went,
coming.
And the other guy just goes, oh, you can have it.
Oh, so he just forewent that money. He can't pay rent this week because he didn't want to deal with
that. And he's
happy.
He's like, I'm happy sleeping on the street.
Yeah, because I didn't have to deal with that guy.
I had to sidestep that fucking guy.
Oh, my God. Fucking hell.
I still feel like they're the bad guy in this story.
No one's done a great job. I think like it's
except
like.
Except the hairdresser. It's, yeah, ironically, yeah, which is the only job that needed to be done.
Yeah. Next time, though, you call me and I could have given you the good advice from my mum. Yeah.
But thinking about it now, yeah, I would have stayed with the same guy.
See, there you go. Terrible hair.
No offense
can't
to the guy.
This is paper rock.
The guy who said, I'll just bow out. It's like, well, I'm bowing out of you too, mate.
I think that he's done a good job.
Oh, no, I would have gone with the other guy because he's with a shit haircut.
No, I think that it's good from the other guy just being like, oh, you have it, mate. Like, he obviously was just like, let's get this
out of
this
situation.
Yeah, let's cancel this. I've got your love to see
please,
it here. And funnily enough, it's all about SOS, which is what you probably fucking needed.
SOS.
I reckon.
What song's that?
It's Rihanna, SOS. But I saw this on the news, and it's kind of been doing the rounds, so you might have seen it. But I've just texted it to you, Ryan, that. There were some guys, three stranded fishermen, and they found these big palm leaves on the island that they were stranded on. And they've like signed out, like spelt out help using the palm leaves. And they were like, so their boat got damaged. They were stranded for a week.
Holy fuck.
Before like a plane saw their help message.
And it worked.
And it worked.
That's sick.
And the search coordinator said the act of ingenuity is pivotal in guiding rescue efforts directly to their location, and they were found safe and in good health.
Amazing. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's like a crazy story. It sounds like fucking from Castaway or something, but it actually worked. They found them. They were safe. They were healthy. They were all good, and the guys like got rescued. Oh, that's insane.
You do love to see that.
Isn't that a wild story?
Also, can everyone just stop going on boats?
It's bad news, isn't it?
I've never heard a good story involving a boat.
No, literally never.
Yeah.
But
what's that movie?
Titanic.
Oh.
RMS Titanic, no good obviously. Stuff there. But yeah. Poseidon Adventure. That's another boat one that goes awry. Have you seen that one?
No.
Great. Anyway,
what's that one with Tom Hanks? Tom Hanks needs to steer clear of the water.
Captain Phillips?
Yeah.
Sully?
Sully?
He's in a river, not a boat.
Well, he ends up in a fucking in the water.
Yeah, but he's not in a boat. Anyway, but I thought
Steer clear of the water, Tom Hanks. Fuck.
Yeah, stay land bound.
Is there any movie that involves Tom Hanks in water where it goes well for him?
Well, he's not good in airports either because he's in
I think he's still there in that one.
He is. That guy actually, didn't he just die?
Oh,
that guy that that's based on. Anyway, you love to see that those guys got saved. And how clever. You wouldn't think that would actually work, but it did.
Here we are.
Did you see the photo?
It hasn't come through.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Cool.
How has Tony Lodge poisoned your brain? Megan Jones, this is how you love to see it, walked into a store and saw they had Skippy's PB Bites. Can you see them there?
Yeah.
So they're like some awesome snacks that Megan, they're like obviously her favorite that's a bit uncommon, and she sees them and goes, fuck yeah.
And because Skippy, that's peanut butter in America, is a peanut butter brand?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, well, right.
PB Bites, yeah, peanut butter bites.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep. I don't think I've ever talked about those before.
They're so good. I let out a good old, oh, come on my face and call me a cupcake. Unfortunately, my mother didn't think it was very funny. Oh,
must be nice. Yep. Thanks for bringing that up right now.
I got a 3-minute lecture about saying things like that in front of my almost 2-year-old. Doesn't matter how old you get, your parents are always going to be your parents. You love to see it.
Oh, well, these things look really yum. I would have said the exact same thing.
Would you go the chocolate peanut butter on the side, the Adventureful Girl Scouts edition, or the pretzels?
I'd go the pretzel peanut butter because I love
salt,
the salt.
And the peanut butter. Yeah,
that'd be
Skippy
so good.
Skippy on me.
Yeah.
All right.
Whew, been a bit of a loose one today. Sorry.
Yes. All right. Have a good day, everyone.
We'll see you
Are we going to put the in-between?
No fucking way. Nah, because we went into some areas that only a threesome would see. Love you so much. Tomorrow's a video show so you can watch and listen on Spotify. Get around it and we'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Dangers of Being a Parent.
Well, I mean.
And then one of the dangers is having a daughter that goes into a PB Bites and says, come on my face.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Love you. Bye.